so glad that you made it here today. I have something that I want to share with you. There was a sociologist by the name of Irving Goffman who coined a term called dramaturgy. His theory is that life is a never-ending play in which we are all actors. According to Goffman, life is this huge stage and we are all just playing roles. Those roles contain social scripts that have been passed down to us from past generations. This means that no one is really who they appear to be, at least not at first glance. So, when we heard the quote, "You never get a second chance to make a first impression," we immediately felt that we needed to get into character. But the question I want to pose is, what is your character? What role are you playing, and exactly what impression are you trying to make? Now, many people will try to dispute Goffman's theory, but if you look back at your life, ask yourself, how many times have you met a person and then you said to yourself along the way that they had changed? All of a sudden, they were no longer the person who you thought they were or the person who you expected for them to be. Have you ever considered the fact that maybe, just maybe, that person got tired of acting? Just maybe, that person got tired of pretending to be the person who you or society expected them to be. The truth is, when we first meet someone, we are rarely meeting that true person because people feel that they have to conform to societal norms, so they spend most of their life performing impression management. Impression management is an element of Goffman's dramaturgy. That element dictates how people attempt to influence the way people perceive that person. But see, with impression management, there is a lot of manipulation going on. You know, we're smiling when we really feel like crying. We're fighting to fit in when we really want to stand out. We're putting on wigs, wearing makeup, expensive suits and jewelry, all of these costumes that we put on to cover up who we really are. We fight so hard to fit in and to be accepted that we have in turn become master manipulators. And essentially, all we're doing is making excuses for possessing the qualities that are deemed unacceptable by society. We are doing favors to be favored, engaging in self-promotion, and worst of all, we are ultimately apologizing for showing traces of our true selves. See, most of the time, people don't change. They just step out of character and they reveal to you who they really are. Now, let's get back to the original quote, that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And let's pick that apart in 3, 2, 1. 3, choose a role. 2, fit in. 1, conform. Conform to societal standards, even if that means downplaying your personal strengths, even if that means forfeiting your individuality. Conform to what's normal. Conform to what's trending. Conform to what is deemed acceptable according to society. Listen, I want to be clear that there may be times where you feel like you must conform. For instance, when you're trying to get hired on a job. But even employers fail to acknowledge that first impressions are rarely lasting impressions, because a person who isn't being their true self can only play a role for so long. Many times, once a person feels they have accomplished the goal of being accepted, their true self will start to show, because that first impression was a temporary character, and once that character gets tired of acting, that's where the problems begin. I know, that's a lot to take in, but it is worth noting that your true identity exists, and it's finally time to set that person free. So, can we normalize being great in our own light? Yeah? Okay, let's start by switching up the tempo, or should I say, let's flip the script. We are going to replace that old, outdated quote by saying instead, your true self is much more valuable than your first impression. Okay, now let's break it down. 3, always be authentic. 2, stand out. 1, live. L-I-V-E, live. L-I-V-E, let individualism validate everyone. Of course, others may frown. They may judge and they may laugh. But as long as you add value to the world by being honest, loving, and kind, you will always win. Ladies and gentlemen, first impressions are hyper-realities. Ask yourself this and think on it for a while. Would you even know who you really are or who you are supposed to be if a picture of who you are expected to be hadn't already been painted out for you? Who are you without the extra layers added by outside forces? If you're interested in learning more about Goffman's dramaturgy theory, click the link in the description of this episode. Go ahead, expand your horizons and elevate your mind, but most importantly, be uniquely you. Join me next Friday, where I'm going to pick up on this topic with an episode titled, Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. I hope that you are able to take something valuable from this episode. Be sure to share, tell a friend, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.